This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we just thank God for another opportunity to come before you today and bring forth the word. We thank God because we see fit that we're still here in the land of the living. We thank God because without Him, we can't accomplish anything this day. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, as we come to You, humbling ourselves under Thy mighty hand, just thanking You and praising You for Your goodness, praising You for Your grace, praising You for Your love here today in the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful because without You, we can't accomplish anything this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, as I get out of the way, that You may have Your way here today. In the name of Jesus, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Use me, Father God, for Thy glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Then, Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And, Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to go to, amen, hallelujah, praise of the Lord, to Proverbs 15, verse 29, and also, hallelujah, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, hallelujah, chapter 15, verse 29, and Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, hallelujah.
Amen. Proverbs 15, verse 29 reads, The Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayers of the righteous. Proverbs 15, 29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayer of the righteous. And then Philippians 4, 6 and 7 reads, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4 and 6 says, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I've read to your hearing Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and Proverbs 15, verse 29. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of His word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, God is good. We thank Prophet Tebow for sharing the word and scriptures with us today. Amen. We just thank God because teamwork makes the ministry life and dream work. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God again for having this opportunity that we're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of us. We just thank God, amen, there are things that we are facing, amen, but we want to bring you forth an encouraging word today to let you know that God still sits high on the throne. He still sits high and he looks low. He knows what we are going through. All we got to do is have our sustained faith. Hallelujah, believe in God. For the best is yet to come. For God's perfect will to be established and done and turn this situation completely around in our favor. Because we know Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Just for these next few minutes, if I may ask you, hallelujah, those that are listening and those that will be listening later, amen, we pray that the anointing of the Spirit of God is upon the word. We pray that the word of God will bring exhortation and encouragement to your soul. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, amen, and hallelujah, that God loves to hear the prayer of those who obey him. God loves to hear the prayer of those who obey him. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. God delights in the prayer of the upright. God delights in the prayer of the upright. This is not the time for pleasure, but it's to pray. It is a time to seek God's face. It is a time of reflection. It is a time of looking, hallelujah, deep within and see where your stand is when it comes to the things of God. Sure, praise of the Lord. We've been in quarantine in times of just being still. But this can be a time of reflection. This can be a time of spiritual, hallelujah, reflection to see where you are with your walk with God. Remember, the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die and then to judgment. One day, hallelujah, one day each and every one of us is going to have to cross that path. So we need to really see where we are in life, see where we stand with God, see where, you know, if your name was called and your number was pulled, would you be in right standing with God this day? It is something that we may have pushed to the side. But you know what? When we look around today in 2020, there's uncertainty that is happening in our world. Things that have been prophesied is happening. Things that the preacher behind the pulpit or those on the street corners, hallelujah, that have been preaching and trying to reach people for Christ, have told us about. The word of God is coming to pass. Time is not like it once was. So we got to take all into consideration on all that is happening right now. You know, God is a good God. He is a good God. Yes, he is. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. And we as individually and collectively, we need to really consider this time and really, really be real with ourselves and be real with God about our walk with him. If we are falling short, we need to repent of our sin. In other words, we need to make it about a 180-degree turn in a different direction. Hopefully, the direction that we'll choose will cause us to run to God instead of running from him. Yes, we are living in trying times, but we, as a people, hallelujah, we have to take into consideration that the God that we serve, he wants us to do better. He wants us to turn and come to him in total submission. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs 15:29, which is our subject verse, it says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Being in right standing with God, being a child of his, making sure that we in right standing with him. He will hear our prayers. But Book of Psalms 119, verse 114 says, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." Brothers and sisters of Christ, all those that are listening in, pressures of life can be overwhelming from time to time. To run and hide is what most of us want to do. So if you want to hide in God and not from him. You see, God wants his people living lives of faith. So therefore, he demands that we place our complete confidence in him and not in our abilities, our money, our profession, or our own wisdom. You see, God is sure to come quickly to the end of all who have developed in him a trusting heart. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in or those that will be listening later. God is sure to come quickly to the aid of all who have developed in him a trusting heart. You see, God is a God of the heart. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool you and you can't fool God. Because God knows the heart. See, God is not like man. Man may look on the outward part, outside, but God looks at the inside of a person. So God delights in the trust and prayer of the righteous. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, God is sure to come quickly to the aid of all who have developed in him a trusting heart. You see, a trustworthy person or servant, they use all that they have, all the power in their control to serve God and God's family. When the opportunity arrives to use what they have, being entrusted with them, they don't hesitate to give what is right in God's eyesight. They are found to be faithful and trustworthy. So in that, with that, God can promote them into greater things. So the book of Psalms in verse 75, verse 6 and 7 says, for promotion cometh not, neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. God is the one that puts down one and exalts another. See, God, what God allows, we as his people, it is time. It is not time for pleasure, but it's time to pray. It's time to be real with yourself and with God. It's time to cry out, God, have mercy. Have mercy upon me. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but I'm the one that is in need of prayer, of prayer. I'm praying, not just for myself, but I'm interceding on the behalf of others, or at a crossroad in life on a spiritual basis. We're at a place where we have to make a choice, whether to be on the Lord's side or on the world's side. Me and my house, we done made a covenant with God. Me and my house, we have made the decision that me and my house shall serve the Lord. What is your decision here as we're doing this teaching here tonight? Because you see, God delights in the trust and prayers of the righteous. God loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. Keep this in mind, that in prayer, you are engaged in holy communication with God. God is looking for fellowship with you as much as you are divine fellowship with him. You see, prayer requires two actions on our behalf in order for us to draw closer and nearer to God. Those two actions are submission and obedience. In the book of Isaiah 1:18, the word says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. In verse 19, it says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. I'm going to say that again. In Isaiah 1, verse 19, it says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. See, God loves to hear the prayer of those who obey him. He delights in the prayers of the upright. Willingness on your part as a believer of Christ is submission, and submission to God is the keeping of his commandment. In keeping of God's commandment, we show ourselves as well as others. Hallelujah. How submissive we are to God. Because God delights in the prayers of the upright. Again, the submissive person is an obedient person. When in prayer, we listen. You listen for the voice of God. Bible says, us to listen to a still small voice speaking to us. God looks forward to hearing from us as we look forward to hearing from him. Do you obey what have been given to you? The instructions God has given you in prayer when you got still before him? You see, prayer is a two-way communication. As we pray to God, we have to allow God to speak back to us. Sometimes we do all the talking instead of listening. Sometimes we talk too much. We have to be still and listen to what God is saying, especially during these times that we are living in. Our prayer should be, God, give me the spirit of discernment that I can discern what is of you and what is not of you. Because we are living in a time where many voices is speaking through the land. But we got to get to that place of total submission, throwing both hands up, letting God know that we totally and completely is dependent on him. We need to hear what he has to say. And we need to obey what he's saying, what he has given us. Because the Bible says that we lack wisdom for the sake of God, who give it to us liberally. He's the God that desires to see us make it more than we ourselves. So God loved to hear the prayers of those who obey him, who trust him. Again, willingness on our part as a believer of Christ is total submission and submission to God and keeping is the keeping of his commandments. In keeping of God's commandments, we show ourselves also how submissive we are to him. Again, a submissive person is an obedient person. When in prayer, listen for the voice of God. Look forward to hearing from him. Have that intimate time in your secret closet to where you can speak to him. Have a little talk with Jesus. Don't get in a hurry. Be still. Listen to the instruction given and then obey what have been given to you. Word of God says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of the ram. God loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. You see, the application of faith is an act of obedience. See, faith is, according to Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the application of faith is an act of obedience. When you have trained yourself to listen and obey God the first time he speaks, then and only then will you experience instant fulfillment to your prayer. God may answer your prayer differently from what you expect. God may put your prayer on hold because he's working on both ends. God knows when to answer it in his time. But on the other side, face it when God is not answering quickly. You see, the longer you take to obey, the longer it will take for you to receive the answer. Because God loves to hear the prayer of those who obey him. God loves to hear the prayer. God delights in the prayer of the upright. You see, God is not interested in holy prayers. No, he is interested in honest prayer. Sincerity in prayer requires several things to happen, all of which proceeds from the heart. See, the Bible says, "Where's the God our heart?" Because from it flows the issues of life. So our heart has to be clean before God. Sure, there'll be things that we may be still struggling with. There may be challenges that we still haven't overcome yet. But God is a patient God. God is a God that's willing and able to help you, willing and able to prop you up in areas where you may be weak. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. God, he's still a good God. He's still a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Humility, integrity, truth and love proceeds out of the heart. It has to be present in our lives as his people. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. There go to humility. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from that wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. God knows the heart of all who comes to him. He desires that those who do approach him would do it in humility, would humble themselves in his eyesight, to come to him on bended knees and bow down heads. See, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 18, it said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the humble are those who are 100% yielded to God and his will. Yielding is submission. You submit your desire, your will, and emotions to God. And God, in turn, sees to it that you are given all that he promised in his word. In Christ, in God, all his promises are yea, and in him are amen. So humbling yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. God delights in the prayer of the upright. He loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. Hear this.
Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 my soul say yes. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, in Proverbs 15, verse 29, it says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. So this is not the time for pleasure, but to pray. God loves to hear the prayer of those who obey him. Hallelujah. Put our trust in him. He is an awesome God. Yes, he is. So we were talking about how God delights in the prayer and the trust of the upright. So sincerity in prayer requires a life led by integrity. Brothers and sisters of Christ, once we have set ourselves a standard of life based upon the Word of God, we should never compromise it for anything or anyone. Because God delights in the prayer of the upright. In order to incorporate integrity into our prayer life, we must live it. To live it, you must cling onto integrity. It won't be your defense until knowledge is given and a decision is made. Again, once you have been established in your integrity with God in your life, allow it to be your guide. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. In the book of Proverbs 11, verse 3, it says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the deceit of the unfaithful shall destroy them. I'm going to say that again. The integrity of the upright, which means that you're in right standing with God, shall guide them. But the deceit of the unfaithful shall destroy them. Because God delights in the prayer and the truth of the upright. In prayer, you must live and speak the truth. Truth is not common sense as we know it. For what is not common to man makes no sense to him. It's only become true to him once it has been discovered and made into a reality to him. We call the Word of God truth because it is the tool with which we are brought into the reality of freedom, walking in the liberty of God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is truth. God delights in the prayer of the upright. He loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. Again, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The book of Also, the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28, it says that we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are to call according to his purpose. The word of God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So people of God, this is not the time for pleasure, but it's to pray. People of God, God delights in the prayer of the upright. Form of worship and generous giving, it seems to be more important than simple obedience and prayer. But from God's perspective, even great sacrifices are not acceptable if those making them are in disobedience. See, God loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. Prayer, again, it's simply opening honest communication with God. It is an expression of the heart, of your heart, my heart, to him. For God knows exactly the condition of your heart at any given moment. Open dialogue with God will cause the request of prayers to be answered in his time. There are basically two types or two kinds of prayer: the prayer of petition, or the prayer of praise, adoration, and thanksgiving. God delights in the prayers of the upright. In the book of Proverbs 15, verse 8, it says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayers of the upright is his delight. Yes, God delights in the righteous prayer, in the prayer of the righteous. Delight means to have a high degree of gratification or pleasure, something that gives great pleasure. Brothers and sisters of Christ, prayer is more than a religious exercise. Prayer is more than a good habit. Prayer is more than me getting my menu list before God. Yes, God actually takes delight in our prayer. God looks forward to our time in prayer. He delights in the prayers of the upright. He loves to hear the prayers of those who obey him. The word of God says in the book of Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Yet God takes great pleasure in the prayers of the right of the upright people. He even called them his delight. One of the things that you should always remember is to be upright. Upright means to having high moral standards in all areas of your life. God's focus is on the condition of the heart. Again, an outward showing that looks godly, sincerely, to us as people, as human beings, can look horrible in God's eyes because it comes from a heart that is wrong, that is doing wrong in his eyesight. Again, the 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, the B clause of the verse, it says, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. He delights in the prayer of the upright. Some people may view prayer as a kind of remote control of God, believing that God must do everything they say when they push the button. But I'll stop by to let you know that God is not impressed by our long prayers. He's not impressed by how loud we sound. He's impressed only by a heart that is upright before him. God is sovereign. He's supreme. All power is in his hand. God has all wisdom and all knowledge. He knows the future. We don't know it. He knows what will happen tomorrow. All we can do is individual, with our finite minds, is take it one day at a time. And we don't know what's going to happen the next moment, the next second. But God does. That's why we have to always remember that our life is like a vapor. We can be gone. We can be here at this moment and gone the very next. That's why our faith has to be in him. It has to be in God. See, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 6, for without faith it's impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he says he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking him while he may be found. We are drawn nigh to him as he draw nigh to us. We can't come to God just any kind of way. No, we must come in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We must come to him humbling ourselves in his eyesight, realizing that we're not our own, that we've been bought with a price. The book of Romans 12 and verse 1 says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Yes, God knows all about each and every one of us. Even though God allows himself to be influenced by our prayers, God must do what is best for the whole world and for all time. Sometimes we as a people, even as his children, we get selfish. We want things our way. The Burger King way. But I stop by to let you know that it's God's way or no way, because God delights in the prayer of the upright. Remember, people of God, we must always be humble when we pray, because our prayers are imperfect in God's eyesight. That's why in the book of Romans 8, verse 26 and 27, it said, likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helping our weaknesses, our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the man of the Holy of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So our prayers can make a difference. It can really make a difference in the times that we are living in. Yet by nature, a prayer is always a request made to our sovereign God, the Lord, in whose will, we consent to and we yield to. Because the God that we serve, he's awesome. The God that we serve, he's all-knowing. He knows it all, and he can do it all. God is a merciful God. He's a gracious God, a God that has given us grace, mercy, and love in the times that we are living in, a God that desires that no man, woman, boy, or girl go to hell, a God that desires for us to get right with him, for us to turn, hallelujah, from our wicked ways and get right with him. Just like the word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal the land. This prayer, this verse of scripture, here in the times that we are living in 2020, locally as well as globally, we all need to come back to the foot of the cross. We all need to come back to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we are willing and we repent and be sincere within our heart, God can bring forth a miracle in our behalf. And when things look so bleak and so hopeless, God can bring back hope in a situation. He can do it quick and in a hurry, but we got to be right with him. We got to look at ourselves and see where we are as a person and as a people in the world that we are living in, because the world is decaying each and every day. Bible says even the world itself, the earth itself, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It is time, church. It is time, people of God, for us to go to prayer, for us to get right with God, for us to, if we are away from him, it is time to come back to him. It is time to get right with God. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know about you tonight, but I know for a fact that I need the Lord. I need his mercy. I need his grace upon my life, upon my family's life, upon my friends, my neighbors, even my enemies. We need God to intervene. We need for him to, hallelujah, to intervene in our behalf. It is time, church. It is time, people of God, for us to pray and be sincere about it. Submit ourselves totally and complete. Say, Lord, forgive me. I have fallen short. Forgive me of my slothfulness. Help me, Lord, to overcome in all areas of my life that is displeasing in your eyesight. Sins that are known as well as unknown. Help me, Lord. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Because my heart desires to please you in everything I say and do. In the way I live, in the way I talk, in the way I walk. That it may be pleasing in your eyesight. That my audio will line up with my video. Well, bless God for his word tonight. Thank God for the teaching. As we go to the Lord in prayer, I just hope and pray there was something that was said through this teaching that will give you encouragement to your soul, will cause you to look and see where you are in life on a spiritual basis. Yes, God is a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's full of mercy and grace. Word of God says where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. But God having brought us out of darkness into the light to have a liberty to sin. No, he has brought us from sin. Hallelujah. So that we may be clean to be used of him. We are the clay. He is the potter. That he can shape us and mold us, break us and stretch us, make us into the vessels set apart for the master's use, that we may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is a time for you as a people to get right with God. This is a time for you to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to a place of saying, God, I blew it. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I acknowledge that I need your help. I throw both hands up and I surrender it all to you. The word of God says that if we repent of our sins and we are sincere about it, God will forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of God says that after we repent, that we come to him with a confession of faith and a belief in our heart. According to Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. If that's you tonight, and the Holy Spirit of God have been dealing with you, this is your night. This is your time to get right with God. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for touching people's hearts. We thank you for the anointing and rest upon the word of God, for drawing souls to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We realize, precious Father, that time is not like it once was. Time is wrapping up, and Jesus Christ is coming back for a prepared people. Take them to a prepared place. Help us, Lord, to overcome. Help us, Lord, to be real with you. Help us, Lord, to understand that we must be born again on a spiritual basis. And the word of God says, hallelujah, in your word to the Lord that you desire, that we come to you in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, I thank you for touching lives. I thank you, Lord, for bringing about a change. I thank you, Lord, for what you have done, is doing, and will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. We thank God for this night. We thank God because he is an awesome God. He's a merciful God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen,
amen. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you for joining us this evening. We hope that there was a word that touched your heart that you can apply to your life. And as you apply it to your life, share it with others so they can apply it to their lives also. Please share the number with your family and friends so that they can join us also on every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as if you have questions, comments, or just want to have a topic that you would like to hear us talk about. Please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Again, have a great week. Remember to pray. And when you're praying, also listen for an answer from God. That's the idea about prayer. It's a conversation between you and Him. You talk, He talks. So you both have, you have to listen and talk. So sometimes we have to slow down and not talk so much until we can hear what He has to say. God bless. Have a great week. And we hope that you'll join us, the Lord willing, on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a great week.